This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
No, no, no. Put the rock down, man. Put the rock down.
Over the last decade, there has been increasing public opposition to trade agreements that exclude civil society in the negotiations. Protests at trade summits have drawn citizens from all sectors of society, but have been met with an overwhelming police response. Trade is fundamental to human interaction, bringing people and cultures together. Trade can also be extremely negative, bringing exploitation, domination, slavery, and causing famine, poverty, environmental destruction, and war.
That clip included video content filmed by Nanaimo filmmaker Paul Manley in August 2007 at the North American Leaders Summit in Montebello, Quebec. It was the third summit meeting about the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP. The clip showing three Sûreté du Québec police officers disguised as radicals in what seemed to be a deliberate attempt to stir up violence became national news. The video clip, posted on YouTube, has been downloaded nearly 500,000 times. Paul Manley is in the studio with us today to talk about his new documentary, You, Me, and the SPP Trading, Democracy for Corporate Rule. It premieres tonight in Nanaimo. Hi, Paul, and welcome to People First.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Let's just get you to tell us about the video you filmed at Montebello and how it has become part of your documentary.
I'd gone to Montebello after doing some interviews with people like Maude Barlow and other people opposing this SPP agenda, and I thought that I would go and, you know, follow them at the protest. And, I was there for 3 hours before that incident occurred, and you could see that the police were ramping up for something, and it didn't really seem like the crowd was there to give it to them. And what ended up happening was that there was provocateurs in the crowd, and I'm sure that there was other provocateurs in the crowd as well, because the violence that started later on that was documented and is included in my documentary was created by, you know, masked hooligans. And I looked at some of my other footage, and some of these youth that had named these three guys out as cops had named some of these other people out as cops too, but, you know, they were never unmasked. And after that incident, I didn't go back into the front line of the protest. I took the bus back to Ottawa at 5 o'clock when the riot started, and they were successful.
You've said that despite the sweeping changes being made to sort of the fabric of our country, almost nobody knows in Canada what the SPP security is all about.
Yeah, that's because of the way the agreement, it's not actually an agreement, it's a process or a dialogue, and the government's pretty clear about that. They don't call it a treaty or an agreement. Mm. It's just an ongoing process, and they've kept it very quiet, and the corporate media has kept it quiet. And because it's a lot of small incremental measures, people aren't up in arms about, you know, little individual things that happen. But that's part of the problem. Is it's an incremental process. It's covering 300 regulatory areas. It's handled by corporate working groups from the North American Competitiveness Council, which is represented. It's got 10 CEOs from 10 top corporations from each of the three countries. So there's 30 CEOs and 30 big corporations that are guiding this whole process. And it's because it's so incremental, it's slow, people aren't mm-hmm. paying attention to it. And well, there's no debate in any parliaments, you know, so there's mm-hmm. nothing in the Mexican Congress or the U.S. Congress.
And people have been so distracted by tales of economic woe and their own personal dilemmas of losing jobs and, you know, the American election. And there's so much to keep track of. Having something like this film that provides a weaving together of all of the information is an interesting thing.
I interview Naomi Klein in the film, and that's what she talks about. It's the shock doctrine. You know, everybody's distracted by terrorism, and in the meantime, you know, they're gutting the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States. They're changing all these different things, and they're introducing this process, the Security Prosperity Partnership, Just saying, well, we have to do these things to combat terrorism, and we have to, you know, be more secure to continue our prosperity and blah, blah, blah. And so they get people to slowly acquiesce to changes in our lives, like accepting more security cameras, accepting biometrics on our ID, all those things, and not really thinking about, well, you know, what is the larger picture to this? Why is Lockheed Martin, the largest military contractor in the world, doing the Canadian census? You know, why are corporations handling our medical services plan data? You know, like American corporations. Why are they the ones that handle our data on our very sensitive medical information? That's, mm-hmm. you know, that shouldn't be information passed on to corporations. It's, and the whole structure of corporations, if you've seen the film The Corporation, about, you know, how they don't really answer to anything but money, and, you know, who controls these things, and where, who are the majority stockholders, and all these kind of things. We don't have any control over the situation. Yeah. We're losing control.
Paul, we're particularly interested on People First Radio in social and health issues, and I'm wondering if you could speak more of the social and health implications of these agreements, potential implications for Canadians.
Well, as we're seeing standards, you know, harmonized between three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, all these standards are being harmonized downwards. And so we're talking about health and safety standards, labor standards, all these things that affect us in our day-to-day life. And, you know, we're just not aware of it. So one of the examples I give in the movie is pesticide residue. There's, you know, we've harmonized our standards with the United States, and who knows, maybe we'll harmonize our standard with the Mexican standard, which apparently is pretty low, if there at all. And so now we can have 40% more pesticides on our fruit and vegetables. And mm-hmm. so we know mm-hmm. that, you know, pesticides are a health problem. But as this corporate agenda, I don't really get into the whole healthcare system in Canada as part of this documentary. But, it, you know, as we privatize and accept more privatization into our healthcare system, then we open it up to competition with the major corporations that are doing healthcare in the United States. And we get into a whole for-profit thing, and we have Chapter 11 in NAFTA, so that once we open up healthcare, you know, floodgates are open, and it's going to go beyond incremental. It's going to become a flood of takeovers and gutting of our system.
Your documentary premieres this evening at Vancouver Island University's Malaspina campus. And it will also show elsewhere in the next few weeks. We have about a moment or two left. I'm wondering, what else would you like to share with us about, or could you share with us in that short time, about the film or about the experience of making it and where you hope to go with it next?
Well, the experience of making it hasn't been that pleasant. You know, it's not a real pleasant subject. And, you know, I'm trying to get it out in front of audiences. I don't have a promotion budget really for it, so that's the next step, is to, you know, get it out in front of audiences across Canada and North America and get people to see it, because it'll tell you a lot about where we're heading and what we've been doing, and you know, how we need to really rethink our structure, our democratic structure, you know, our societal structure, to be more fair and balanced and less about profit and more about compassion.
Are you going to share all of it or portions of it on YouTube?
Yeah, it'll eventually all go on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We really thank you for taking the time, Paul, and all look forward to going up there tonight and seeing the documentary. Just having voices out there pushing people to listen is a pretty powerful and important thing to do. Like you said, we need compassion in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're particularly grateful that you joined us on this, what must be an intense day of sorts, I'm sure, as you're preparing to also show the film this afternoon at about 2 o'clock or 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30 for students at VIU.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to drop by the studio here.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.